This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, it's costing us enough, them and the pots.
You knew that when you took the pigs on, Eddie.
They're a flipping hungry bunch.
Morning, Joe. Eddie?
Morning, Pat Archer.
Did you find Clary?
Yes. She says she's happy to work an extra hour tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought she would be.
I'm very grateful to her. Bye now.
Bye.
As long as that's all she come for. Don't want her dropping off any more homemade gooseberry jam.
Oh, no. One jar was plenty.
Nearly took the roof off me mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a class for best drain cleaner this year. It ain't going to win much at the flowering produce.
Ah, now, you know I was dropping compost off for Cecil Jackson earlier?
Oh, huh?
I found out something very interesting while I was there.
Any thoughts yet, Johnny? It'll be December soon enough.
I know. Is this stuff plantain?
That's it. Ribwort plantain.
Big, aren't they? And the Angus's seem to like being in here.
So they should. So, do you think you're going to carry on at college?
I don't think so, Grandad.
Oh?
I know you and Gran probably want me to go on to level 4.
No, not at all. We only want what's right for you.
It's been great so far, but I've sort of had my fill of classroom stuff.
You've done very well with your apprenticeship, especially given the battle you had at the beginning.
Hey, is she a limper?
Where?
The group of six. Far end. There, on her own.
Oh, we better take a look.
Studying's been really useful. I met some brilliant people on the course.
You seem to have enjoyed it.
Oh, it's been fantastic. But now I'm ready to do more real farming, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Which is why I can't make any promises, mind.
About what?
Well, it all depends on where the farm is at Christmas, financially. How Tom's new business is taking off.
There. Did you see a move?
Huh?
It weren't much, but looks like left hind to me.
Oh, I wish I had your eyes.
I'm not certain.
Well, we'll check in a minute. Your gran and I have been talking this through. By the time you finish at Borchester, we may very well have a full-time post available here.
Oh, right.
Managing the veg.
Wow, I don't really know what to say.
I should warn you, there's a lot to it. Drawing up cropping plans for the polytunnels, taking responsibility for the field veg. You get plenty of advice from us in the first year or two. Managing the weeding programme, organising casuals for harvest.
Uh-huh.
And taking full charge of the veg boxes, filling orders and delivering, chasing up late payers, and that's only to start with. You can see, it'll take plenty of hard graft.
Yeah.
Look, if you're worried about the admin side of the boxes, your gran and I can help you find your feet to begin with.
It's a fantastic offer. I'm dead grateful, Grandad, but...
I know it sounds demanding, but there's nothing you haven't already done or seen us do.
It's really good of you to offer it me. I know that...
But you're not keen.
Well, I was hoping to keep my options open when I finish.
Oh, I see.
You know, check out the opportunities. That's what they keep telling us at college.
Reasonable advice, I suppose. If you haven't got a perfectly good job waiting for you already. She has got a bit of a limp. I suppose we'd better get the trailer up here.
I was going to do that, Ian.
It's all right.
I know the brambles have got totally out of hand. Haven't you got to get to work?
Not for one.
It won't take two of us long. Unless you want to be on your own again.
No, it's okay.
I just thought, we haven't seen much of each other since Friday.
Any wonder?
And since we're playing Borchester Old Boys at home, I don't need to leave for an hour.
Go on then. Get yourself some gloves and another garden bag.
That's it. Eat up the profits.
You'd no business doing that, Eddie.
Dad.
You should have talked to him about the weather or Derek Fletcher's nose. Anything but that.
Are we going back to the camp?
You've given him an unfair advantage.
Oh, don't be daft. All I said was, you and Bert are very competitive.
Well, that's putting him on his guard.
Oh, he probably wasn't even listening.
Cecil Jackson. Oh, he's got you fooled then, Eddie.
No, you ain't a fan.
He never says much, and you can hardly hear him when he does, but his ears is like space dishes.
Oh, it was only a bit of chat while I was bringing the compost
through.
There it
is on what he's thinking, but takes in every word.
Well, I didn't know he was interested in the flower and produce when I told him about you and Bert.
You should have never got onto the subject.
I noticed the tomatoes in his greenhouse, that's all. Well, I thought I'd say something for the sake of being sociable.
How big's this greenhouse?
Big enough. Wasn't there when I put the patio in for him.
Ah.
Full of peppers and toms, as far as I could see.
Oh, well, I ain't so worried about them. And
he's got a wormery.
Hey?
Though it was the raised beds in the corner got me interested.
Oh, I don't like the sound of raised beds. Too professional. What's he growing in them?
Dunno.
Well, you didn't look.
Oh, I tried to. He's got them screened off. Black-eyed Susan up a trellis.
Well, who's that stop you?
He kept edging in front of me to stop me peeking.
Ah, something to hide, eh? I hope it didn't pumpkins or marrows.
Well, it didn't clip what he was up to till he fetched me money, and I saw the trophies in the kitchen.
You reckon they're all first?
The ones I could see, and he wrote.
Oh, I never trusted him. Passes himself off as an ordinary feller. Turns out he's a regular Alan Titmouse.
Oh, must have been cleaning up for years at the Ollerton Flower and Produce.
Oh, he's better than Bert Fry trying to beat me all the time.
Are you getting in, Dad?
At least he's no brains to worry about. Cecil Jackson's a different kettle of fish.
Is that all right?
Friday? Yeah, I suppose so.
Mum says it'll be quite an experimental meal. She's calling it a harvest platter.
Uh-huh.
I'll take that. Yeah, possibly a few tryouts for the F&P.
Oh, Justin and Lillian will have to do the heavy lifting with the conversation.
I know it's been a difficult weekend, Ian. We'll be over this by Friday.
No, I'm not talking about us. I mean, if my job's disappeared, I might not be very good company.
When's the meeting?
Oliver's getting the senior staff together tomorrow afternoon.
It could be good news.
Could be, or we could find out he's selling up. And we're getting our marching orders.
Well, who knows? If someone else takes over, they might keep all of you.
No, I'm not just a hired gun, Adam.
That's not what I meant.
What if I don't believe in a new company's vision for Grey Gables? I'm not going to stay and fry burgers for a living.
I guess the uncertainty about your work's one more reason to rule out a child.
Oh, look, for pity's sake, haven't we done enough of this? Do we have to go through it all again?
Go on, in!
Go on,
in!
In!
That's it. There you go. Oh, don't be silly. We only want to look at your foot.
She's been away all weekend.
Phoebe?
Yeah, seeing some of her mates she's going travelling with. Got to grab these opportunities when you get chance, eh?
Oh, calm down, girl.
Want me to get rope round her leg?
Go on then, you're nearer.
I saw you drive down. What's wrong with her?
We'll find out in a minute, Gran.
She's a limper. Oh. We don't know how she's done the damage.
Ready to wind her up?
Yep. I mentioned the full-time post to Johnny.
What do you think?
Oh, it's really good of you and Grandad.
He doesn't want to do it.
No.
Is that secure?
Fine. You want me to look at it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, if you're worried about the paperwork...
Oh, it ain't that, Gran.
It's too boring for him.
What? No, I never said that.
Oh, she's picked up a stone.
It'd be a great job, only...
Not for you.
Well, what I was thinking... I've been talking to loads of people. I had a good chat with Alice yesterday. And Benny off my course. Mm-hmm. He's been harvesting at this fantastic farm near Comberley using their combine with this like amazing extra long auger, over 10 metre reach. And the displays in the cab. Wow.
Oh, I see.
They only bought it this year.
We can hardly compete with kit like that, can we?
Tony.
No, what you do here is brilliant. I just want to... I don't know.
Look around. See what else is available?
I guess so. Sorry.
We'll have to treat her with arnica.
Don't apologise.
I feel bad about letting you down.
Oh, you don't need to, Johnny. We'll manage.
Honest. Why, you don't mind?
Of course we don't. Your granddad was exactly the same when he left college, weren't you, love?
Well, that was different. My family didn't own a farm. I had to keep my eyes open.
You told me you weren't ready to settle anyway.
Oh, I suppose I wanted to know what was out there.
That's the same as me.
You worked for the estate to begin with. Where did Ralph send you to study sprout growing?
Over to Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, then he worked his way around Ambridge. He was at Brookfield, followed that by teaming up with my Uncle Hayden at Willow Farm, long before we had any thought of moving here, so you won't be doing anything different, Johnny.
I'm not being daft, then, turning down a safe job.
No, you're not.
Thanks, Gran.
Perhaps it's not such a bad idea to broaden your horizons.
Be fair, Grandad. If I've got itchy feet, maybe I'll get them from you.
I'll put the rubbish in the shed.
OK, go ahead.
I'll get rid of it sometime this week.
Oh, no, it's OK. I can take it to the tip.
Look, what I'm trying to get across, Ian...
Please, just let's leave it.
But...
I mean, we've gone over the same old ground again and again, the whole weekend.
All it is.
I know what it is.
I'm still trying to get my head round. After the fiasco with Mads, I thought we were on the same page. Having a child simply isn't for us.
I know talking about it certainly isn't for us.
You've been unhappy all this time?
No. Not unhappy.
Unfulfilled?
I was the one prepared to jog along. What was the phrase that set you off? Content enough. To the wine and stars, and I don't know what else made me stupid enough to open my mouth.
I'm glad you did.
Really?
Of course.
You've enjoyed the last couple of days.
I'd rather know what you're thinking than be kept in the dark.
Well, why? It hasn't got us anywhere. We're in exactly the same place as when Mads backed out on us. Poles apart when it comes to children.
All the same. You're my husband. I want you to be honest with me.
Okay. I'm going to be... You know the best thing we can do, Adam?
No.
Just pretend we're smart enough never to have opened this particular box. I mean it. Let's decide it didn't happen, eh? And never talk about children again.
Another charger, Linda.
Rum?
109.
Well, no one's claimed it.
What a surprise.
Grey Gables could open an electrical store with what our guests leave behind.
Hmm.
How's Phoebe?
Ugh, Royal Garden Suite. Well, I haven't seen her yet. I was working late last night and she was up and out before me this morning.
Heavens, fancy putting something like that on your head.
Oh, less of a hairpiece, more two rats doing a tango.
Quite. You'll be glad to catch up with her this evening, then.
Oh, yes. I mean, it'll be good to find out if she's got her holiday properly organised. 19.
Oh, for the freedom of youth. To be able to pack a bag and go off exploring whenever you like.
Well, you can be a bit too free sometimes.
Oh, Roy, it's only natural to worry. But Phoebe's very level-headed.
Mm.
I'm sure she'll be fine on her travels. Oh... Whoever left these shoes made a wise decision.
113. Another charger.
She's going with friends, isn't she?
Yeah, Becca, Shelley and a couple of other uni mates.
Well, they'll keep an eye on each other, won't they?
Room 6. Yeah, it's partly the friends I'm worried about. Don't know what sort of influence they have on her.
I can't see Phoebe falling in with the wrong crowd, especially not if they're at Oxford.
No, it's the money side as much as anything else. Most of them seem to come from better-off homes. She won't get very far if she tries to keep up with their spending.
That's why she's been working, isn't it?
Yeah. Wishes she'd started earlier. She's put as much by as she can, but all the same...
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Well, none of it claimed in 3 months, so charity shops and the bin.
Well, I've offered to sub her. She won't take a penny till she knows I've still got a job or not.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to forget.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any minute now.
Yeah. Pity we couldn't have had the meeting this morning. It'd stop us worrying all day.
It's not very good for morale, is it?
No.
Kathy's been anxious.
What, have you seen Ian today? I mean, blimey.
Poor man looked so dejected this morning.
Well, he seems to be taking it worse than anyone.
I'm sure Oliver will sell.
Might do.
I've been convinced ever since Marion visited.
Marion?
The lady I helped show round a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
She said she was only there to see how we do things, but I think she was a potential purchaser. Well,
probably not the only one.
Oh, dear, I wish I was reading something a little more cheerful at the moment. The Heart of Darkness won't provide much light relief this evening if we've been ousted.
Ah, found you.
Well, good afternoon, Oliver.
Good afternoon.
We're getting together in conference room one in about 10 minutes, if that suits.
That's it then, Phoebe.
Yep. This was my last picking day.
Well, thanks for everything you've done. You've been invaluable.
Unless you need me to do any more shifts. I'm not leaving for Hungary till Sunday.
Why not relax till then? You've earned a break.
I don't mind coming in again, Adam.
There's no real need.
Oh, okay.
You can see how fast we're winding down.
Sure.
There are only the perpetual strawberries to go, then clearing the site, there'd be nothing for you to do.
Oh, well. Thanks for everything.
You're squared up at the office?
Yeah. The money's going straight in the bank. Oh. Hi, Johnny.
Hiya. All right, Adam.
Afternoon.
Well done yesterday.
What? Oh.
How many did you get against Borchester Old Boys?
A few.
56. His first half century this season.
I was lucky. I hope I do as well when we play them at their ground in a fortnight.
Give them a battering. Right, I'm off.
Have a great time, if I don't see you before you go.
Oh, yeah. I hope you have a brilliant holiday.
Me too. See ya.
Bye.
Cheers.
Right then.
Thanks for seeing me at such short notice.
No problem.
I was talking to Alice at the weekend. She was telling me about your crop sensor program you're developing with Price Bauman. It made it sound amazing.
Alice never undersells anything.
She also mentioned Jeff's done his backing.
That's right.
You getting anyone into cover?
We're going to have to. There's a lot of routine tractor work to do before we even get to the maize harvest.
If you're not fixed up yet, how about me?
I'm getting butterflies.
Oh, they were obviously having a serious conversation.
I wonder why Kathy's not staying in with us.
Someone has to keep the ship running.
She must know what's happening already.
Oh? Did you see any clue in her face?
Not really. Oh, don't like this.
Me neither.
The horror, the horror.
What? Oh, have you read it?
No, saw the film, Apocalypse Now.
Thank you for your patience, everybody. Not only now, but over the past few weeks. I can appreciate that the uncertainty about Grey Gables' future has been unsettling for everyone, not least myself. Something that particularly gave me pause for thought was talking to the Accomplish Hotel Group.
Here we go.
Who expressed a great interest in taking over Grey Gables. And in fact made a very reasonable offer. An offer which remained open until today, when I contacted Marion, their acquisitions manager, and confirmed that Grey Gables is not and will not be on the market for the foreseeable future. Kathy, who was the first to know my decision, will be carrying on in her role as general manager, and I'm afraid I shall continue as proprietor. I don't know if you consider that good or bad news.
No, it's definitely good news, Oliver. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I won't keep you much longer, but I should warn you, you'll continue to see rather a lot of me here in future. I'm moving permanently into the Grosvenor Suite, although I won't be playing any managerial role in the running of the hotel. And I can assure you I won't be expecting special treatment from any of you or your teams. Well, not much. Now, my final word. After tomorrow, you may notice an addition to the gardens outside the Grosvenor Suite, a small token dedicated to my dear wife, Caroline, who did so much to make Grey Gables a place that, well, when push came to shove, I simply couldn't let go of.
Oh. That's Jeff's basic workhorse, 570 HP, does a good job.
I've driven one like it at college. Not the same make, but it's pretty powerful.
No, let's take a look at some of the attachments.
It's all right, Adam. It were good of you to stop me heading off, but there's no need to put on a show.
What?
It were obvious you don't think I have a chance.
Only because I didn't realise college let you switch between farms.
That's easy enough. I'm the problem.
How?
I were in two minds about coming anyway.
Are Pat and Tony happy for you to apply?
Well, they said I should start looking round.
As long as they don't mind, what's wrong with asking?
Seeing this lot, I bet your telehandler costs more than anything we've got at Bridge Farm.
Have you ever used one?
Only at college.
How'd you get on with it?
All right, it was easy enough.
There you are, then. The job's mainly tractor work, but experience with anything else could be useful.
There'll be blokes who've worked years longer than me queuing up water.
That doesn't mean we wouldn't consider you.
We?
It's not just my say-so. I have to discuss it with Brian.
He'll think I'm not good enough, won't he?
Probably, if you keep putting yourself down.
Sorry.
Look, stop focusing on the negatives. Tell me what you can offer us. Everyone has to start somewhere, Johnny.
Keith, my tutor, says I'm really reliable. And, well, pretty hard-working.
Uh-huh. There you are, then.
Mind, I'm not book clever, but I sort of have a knack with machines. If I get shown once, I can handle pretty much anything.
That's a real skill.
And because I'm behind most folks in experience and that, I make sure I always turn up in time and put the hours in. It doesn't bother me working late.
We should have the same attitude at your age.
I bet you knew loads more than me then, growing up on a farm.
Well, that's what makes your approach so refreshing. You're not here because you were born to farming. You've chosen to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing I want to do with my life.
Well, you could learn a lot with us. So, do you want to be considered or not?
You don't think I'm wasting your time?
No, I don't.
Yes, please, then. Definitely.
As I say, you'll be considered alongside any other candidates. I'll let you know what Brian and I have decided later in the week, okay?
Great. And, thanks for, you know...
No thanks necessary. I've enjoyed talking to you, Johnny.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, love.
Well, I had a great time at Shelley's.
Yeah?
But Adam can't give me any more work, so you're stuck with me around the house all week.
Oh, that's okay.
I did go out and spend anything before I go. Oh, I'm sorry. Has Oliver said what he's doing?
Yeah, he's keeping the hotel.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I've got to admit, we're all relieved.
I'm so pleased for you.
Phoebe?
Phoebe? Uh-oh.
Can we sit down?
Okay.
I know about the pregnancy test.
Oh.
I mean, what were you thinking?
Listen.
I didn't even realise you were seeing someone.
Dad.
It's all right. I'm not asking who.
We do not need to have this conversation. It said 19 on my last birthday card, not 9.
No, this isn't about sex, Phoebes. I'm talking about you getting pregnant.
I'm not pregnant. Definitely not. And there's nothing else to worry about. So let's drop it.
I thought you had far too much common sense.
Dad, I'm always really careful.
Well, obviously not always, if you're taking tests. You work so hard to get to Oxford, Phoebes. How's unplanned pregnancy fit in with that?
It's not going to happen. I promise. A few weeks ago, there was a tiny chance I needed to be worried. But actually, nothing bad happened. Can we please stop talking about me?
Oh, that's what surprised me. I mean, you're a sensible girl.
Yes, I am. So please don't worry. Or ever talk to me about this subject again.
Even so, I wish you hadn't said it was Lexi's test.
I know, yeah. I shouldn't. But that was Lily. I sort of went along with it to avoid getting into this sort of conversation.
You made life very embarrassing for me.
How?
Oh, well, me and Lexi ended up going for a drink together after the book signing last week.
She was at the Borsetshire Bookworm?
Yeah.
You invited her?
No. Well, no, Kirsty asked her along. Look, it doesn't matter.
Because you fancy her.
Forget it. I've said my piece.
Oh, Dad. You and Lexi would be so good together. She's lovely.
Well, yeah, she is quite nice.
She was so supportive when I had my scare. Yeah,
I wish you could have told me.
Dad,
but
please.
At least you went to someone sensible.
Are you going out with her?
What? Hardly.
Oh.
Well, not after blundering in on Friday, assuming her and Constantine were an item because of the test. Yeah, she was really insulted. And that's when I found out it was yours.
Sorry. Do you want to go out with her?
Oh, Phoebe, it's none of your business.
Does turning bright red count as a yes?
Well, there's no point in asking her out. She's back in Bulgaria in a month.
Oh, the more reason to get on it. Where's your phone?
Look, I need something to eat.
Oh, you're not having tea till you've made the call, Dad.
No, give over.
I mean it. And you know how awkward I can be. Use mine if you like, but I'm not going anywhere till you've rung Lexi.
He's not nervous, is he?
Oh, you're fine there, Mum. Jimbo doesn't mind being clipped.
I'm meeting Kirsty at Happy Friends, so I thought I'd drop it off on the way. I've left it on the kitchen table.
Any use to you?
Oh, some of the recipes are fabulous, Shula. I've jotted down the brandy cheesecake.
For the flour and produce?
Well, no. I decided against it in the end. Though it's a super cookbook.
I must find time to use it myself someday.
I'm the same. I've so much on with the WI. And seeing to the bees seems to take longer than it used to.
Can you pass the oil, Mum? On the post.
Oh, yes.
We're getting clogged up, Jimba.
I'm limiting myself to honey this time. I'm putting in some pinks for the gentleman's buttonhole.
That's not much by your usual standards.
Oh, there'll be plenty of entries from everyone else. Carol's making a whole range of chutneys. Do you want me to put it back?
Oh, please.
And Bert's working himself into a frenzy in his vegetable patch.
He always gets overexcited at this time of year. Ready, Jimba?
He's heard a worrying rumour.
Oh, what's that?
Apparently, before he moved to Ambridge, Cecil Jackson used to sweep all before him at the Hollerton show.
Oh, did he?
And Bert has very high hopes for his onion.
Goodness.
How are you and Alistair?
Oh, very well, thanks. In fact, I was going to tell you, we've had some excellent news this morning.
It's so good of you to come over, Ed.
Oh, not at all.
The prospect of doing everything by myself this morning was really rather daunting.
Well, I'd be hurt if you hadn't asked, Oliver.
Come in, come in, while I find a jacket.
Em's really sorry she can't be here and all. She's running the tea room on her own for a couple of hours.
Oh, I quite understand. What's it like outside?
It's not too bad.
I thought I'd have plenty of time. I've been booking my flight to Italy.
Oh, yeah, I saw Ian. He said you were going over.
The payment took a while to go through.
So, when you off?
Sunday, to push on with selling the villa. No danger of rain, is there?
It doesn't look like it.
Well, this'll do, then. I won't be away for more than a week or two, just enough time to give our agents the hurry-up. How long have I kept you waiting?
You haven't.
Mustn't forget my darling's ashes.
Yeah, Roy told me you were still in your room. He was in a good mood.
Was he?
Yeah, singing away under his breath when I went up to him.
I expect that'll be the decision about this place. There's been a much lighter atmosphere this morning.
You've made a lot of people happy by staying on in Ambridge. Oh. Not least my mob, with a home to thank you for.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so, Ed, but you are paying rent.
It's still an enormous relief. We are so grateful.
You and your family are a large part of why I decided to stay, so I should be thanking you. Now, shall we go and pay our little tribute to Caroline?
Dog sledding?
Yeah, on one of the days.
How marvellous.
We have a night in Tromso, one in Trondheim, and a few days sailing up to the North Cape.
Christmas in Norway. I do envy you.
Good boy, Jimba. Oh, Alistair's got his heart set on seeing the Northern Lights.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And you booked it even before you heard from Latif?
Oh, yes. We were determined to get away, whatever. His call was simply the icing on the cake.
He must be very impressed with Anisha to take her on as his principal vet.
Well, he's warned her she'll be kept very busy. But the more she does for him, the better for the practice.
Yes.
With the fees they'll be getting from Latif and Sal Blake down, Alistair feels the decision's finally starting to pay off.
Going into partnership with Anisha.
And investing in so much new equipment.
I'm so glad it's working out. Oh, if you're away for Christmas, Dan would be very welcome at Brookfield.
Oh, that's nice of you, Mum. But he's spending it with Dorothy.
Ah.
We haven't decided if they're going away or staying with her parents.
I'm delighted about Norway. You and Alistair deserve a proper break.
Oh, it'll be extremely welcome when it comes. When I'm not working... Oh, good boy, Jimba. I'm flat out trying to organise the hunt ball.
That's not till October.
Well, I still haven't found a suitable compere or band. Everything seems to be conspiring against me.
You've organised it before. I'm sure it'll work out.
I want my first one as a joint master to be special. There'll be a lot of eyes on me.
That's true.
I'm hoping to hold it at Grey Gables, but they haven't confirmed yet. Oh, you've got some of his hairs on your coat.
Oh, yes.
I'm going over there as soon as I've got Jimber rugged up for the tree planting.
Please give Oliver my best wishes.
Oh, I will.
I'd better make a move myself, or Kirsty'll be wondering where I've got to. Oh, by the way, I've left something else with your recipe book.
No, what's that?
A jar of homemade jam.
What have you come up with this time?
No, it's not mine, it's Pat's.
Well, don't you want it?
It was very thoughtful of her to give it to us, but we've so much already, and none of us are particularly gooseberry fans. But you and Alistair may very well like it.
Damn thing.
Anything I can do to help, Adam?
Hmm?
Whoa, boy, whoa.
If you have a compressed air gun or a toolkit on you, then yes.
Not sure I have.
Oh, the damn thing keeps cutting out when it gets hot.
Oh.
I was on my way to the deer when it did it again.
Well, I'll give you a tow, but a quad bike might be a little too much for a mare.
Oh, I'll have to wait and let it cool down again. You go on, enjoy your ride, Lillian.
Nice, all right. I'm in no hurry. And if you're stuck here for a while, I'll give a mare a breather. Oh, good boy. Justine's brought Anthea to the Dower House for a planning meeting.
Ah.
Now, I don't know how she does it, but she's a way of looking at you makes you feel you've got a permanently runny nose and your socks rolled down.
You helped to get the job, didn't you?
Well, that doesn't mean I have to enjoy her company. I did it because she's exactly what Justin needs.
I'm sure he's very great.
Now, I'm serious. And I meant what I said last week, Adam. My whole focus now is on making him happy. I've already agreed to join him at a networking session with some of his associates in a couple of weeks.
Hmm, might be interesting.
It'll be thoroughly tedious, Adam, but Justin is worth it. With Matt gone for good, I really have come to my senses. You know, I've no idea why I came so close to making a fool of myself.
The main thing is you didn't.
No. Justin and I are back as we should be. In fact, if you've got your phone, I've a date for your diary.
Oh. Okay. When?
Lower Loxley, Friday, December the 22nd.
Ah, is that the big day?
Certainly is.
Well done, you.
Well, we've really started motoring on the wedding preparations. You did me such a big favour last week.
Oh, I could never have told Justin.
No, not just that. It made me realise how much I nearly threw away with Matt.
I'm glad if I helped.
You certainly did. How about you? Very keen to put things right with Ian. Something happened, darling.
Well, I took your advice, waited for the right moment, asked what he needed from our relationship to be completely happy. Do you know what he said?
No.
A child.
Ah.
I had no idea he was still thinking like that.
So, you're going to tell your Auntie Lillian how you feel about it?
Yeah, cherry's a nice idea.
I'm told it symbolises love. And, of course, in the spring...
Well, you'll be able to see it blossoming from your room.
Yes. In a kind year, I hope it'll be out on her birthday. Am I holding it straight enough?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, I'm not too late, am I?
Oh, sure, no, of course not.
Oh, I'm sorry, the lesson ran over a bit.
That's all right. Oliver hasn't done the important part yet.
No, you've come at exactly the right time.
Oh, good. I didn't want to let her down.
You never have, Shula. Can you hold the saplings, did he?
Oh, yes, of course.
As soon as we came out, the sun showed its face.
Yes, it would have been the perfect day for a ride along Hayden Brook.
Yes. There you are, my darling.
Oh, did you see that butterfly?
Yes.
It's a clouded yellow. You don't get many of them around here.
No. She'd have loved that. Nature carrying on regardless.
Yes, she would.
Do you want me to finish filling in?
Please.
Oh, she's at home now, Oliver. She loved Ambridge. She loved Grey Gables. And she loved you. There's no better place for her final rest.
Thank you, Shula. There's some comfort in that.
I guess it's a generational thing.
Good boy, Amir.
You know, when I was young, there were virtually no opportunities for gay men to become parents.
Well, you say it's generational, but Ian's not that much younger than you, and he obviously feels differently.
Well, perhaps he's the exception. If it wasn't for him, I'd never even have considered it.
But now that it's a possibility.
Oh,
I'm just not comfortable around babies. Does that make me a bad person?
No. To tell you the truth, I can only handle them in small doses.
You've had a child?
Yes, and I love James to bits. Always have done. But, oh, first few months, so much noise and other noxious substances leaking out of him the whole time. I never wanted to go through all that again.
No.
We couldn't get a nanny fast enough, as far as I was concerned.
Well, babies just don't bring out any kind of paternal side in me.
Well, what you need to remember, they're not pink little nuisances for long. Ian obviously wants to be nappy changer-in-chief. Oh, what's that awful phrase? The primary caregiver.
It'd be in his element with a baby.
Well, you'd have your own role as the breadwinner. Paterfamilias. Now, doesn't that appeal?
Do you know one of the things that bothered me most when he told me?
No.
I've never wanted a child, but when he said we weren't secure enough to bring one into our marriage, that stung.
There you are, Adam. A child would give him the commitment he needs.
But can I honestly justify becoming a father simply to please Ian?
Oh, come on, darling. Men have been having children to please their partners ever since the year dot. And when it happens, most of them find they love it.
I'm sure that's true in a lot of cases. I just don't know if I'm made the same way.
Well, look, if you really can't face babies, how about older children?
What? You think I should disappear till it's grown up a bit?
No, I'm talking about fostering. Caroline and Oliver did it.
Ah.
Be a way of putting your toe in the water, seeing how a child affects your relationship.
I remember Bruno being quite a character.
Well, I'm sure all the children they took in had their moments, but as far as I know, they never regretted it.
I can see some satisfaction in helping a young person get on the right path.
Why don't you say that to Ian, then? Suggest becoming foster parents.
No.
Why not?
Because I know he wants a lot more than that.
It's all right, Amir. I'm still here.
Not something temporary. A permanent family of our own. All I'm doing is standing in the way, which I know isn't fair.
Well, what's the alternative?
Playing devil's advocate. Letting him go. So he's free to have a child with someone else.
Is that what you want?
No, of course not.
Well, it's your decision, darling. Could you really face losing Ian forever?
Oh, we've put the next one back here.
Oh, I see why we couldn't bring your car in, Will.
Yeah. Ah, the deeper we move the feeders and drinkers, the further the birds have to move away from the release pens.
Ah, look, I'll get the top for you.
Oh, cheers, Brian.
You lost many so far?
Well, there was a greedy vixen in leaders I had to deal with. And there's always magpies.
Oh, they're a plague, aren't they?
Yeah, don't matter what you do. There's never any less of them.
Yeah, I was saying that to Adam last night. When I finally got his attention away from his laptop.
There we go.
Right, what's next?
Well, do you want to see the clearing me and Peter done at Spitfire?
You finished that, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty scrubby.
Well, the guns should have a lot less trouble getting in this year.
Good.
That's where I took the hare, on the way back from Spitfire.
Oh, Jenny says thanks very much.
I thought she'd like it.
She thinks it'll be perfect for the game pie she's making on Friday. Mm. She's trying out a few things for the flour and produce.
Well, I hope she ends up against Grandad in any classes.
I doubt it. My wife knows many things, but the mysteries of the marrow are a closed book.
You aren't just being polite, Lexi.
No, I'm not.
If you think it's a waste of your afternoon off, we can always do something else.
I suggested this, Roy. I am not like that rude woman you saw the other week.
Oh, Kit.
The one with the body of an angel and the manners of a pig.
Got to admit, it's a relief not seeing her again.
Let her go make trouble for some other poor man.
Well, to be fair, I don't suppose many women consider a guided tour of Ambridge a hot date.
Well, I want to see more of the village before I go. Especially the places you think are interesting.
Oh, I only like coming over here because it's where Mum and Dad took us for picnics. When me and Brenda were little.
Then I'd like to see it too. And I don't care if this is a hot date or not.
Not sure what it is. Just glad you didn't put the phone down on me.
If I am truthful, I was very pleased when you rang.
Yeah?
Yes. It was brave of you.
Well...
After what happened on Friday...
Oh, don't remind me.
That was a little awkward, wasn't it?
A little?
Okay, perhaps a lot.
Always happens when I try to be tactful. As soon as I open my mouth, both feet fly in.
I wasn't very polite either.
You had every right to be annoyed.
It was when you said Constante.
Sorry.
But I'm glad you've spoken with Phoebe.
So am I. Yeah, we managed to clear everything up.
I was afraid you wouldn't want to stay friends with me after that.
Oh, can't fall out with you, Lexi.
Why not?
Won't have anyone to discuss the golem's pitchfork with if I do. Oh, have you reached the part with the murderous goat yet?
Shula wants the same number as last year.
Well, quite right. We've got to have pheasant at a hunt ball.
Well, I promised I'd get them to her the week before.
Oh, was that there when we pulled in, Will?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I passed it about 7 this morning.
I didn't notice when we pulled up.
Well, it's not on your side.
Well, at least it's too small for one of ours.
Well, there's been roe deer right through Littleton this year. They come out here to get to the fields. It's not the first one I've seen knocked down.
Well, it is a tight corner.
Well, I'll get onto the council to shift it.
Afternoon, Roy. And... Oh, afternoon.
Hiya.
And Lexi, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
Escaping from the polytunnels?
It is my afternoon off.
Yes, I know. And your day off as well, Roy?
Yes. We happen to be heading the same way, so, oh, well done again on Sunday, Will.
Eh?
No, that catch at cover. He got one of their openers out at full stretch.
Oh, I was lucky it stuck. Didn't think it was going to.
Well, we'd have struggled otherwise. He was the old boy's best player by a mile.
And that ain't saying much.
Well, if we get him out as quickly when we play them away, we'll be laughing.
Adam says it's all getting rather intense in the build-up to the Darrington game.
Oh, it certainly is. Last match of the season.
Well, all you've got left to play for, really, isn't it, Roy?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's been some horrible stuff online from Chris Mills. He wants to teach Harrison a lesson for telling porkies.
Porkies?
Yeah, lies.
It's rhyming slang.
Porky pies. Yeah, I feel a bit bad about letting Darrington know about that. I was so angry with Harrison.
It's water under the bridge, Will.
You interested in cricket, Lexi?
Not at all. I think it is more exciting to watch cabbages grow.
Sure, Roy can get you into it, can't you, Roy?
Yeah, well then, we'll press on. Lexi wants to see more of the countryside before she goes back.
Very public-spirited of you to show her, Roy.
Bye now.
Bye.
See you.
Goodbye. I think I will go mad if I hear any more about cricket. You Ambridge men are crazy.
I didn't know whether to say anything about why we were together.
Better to say nothing. I don't like everyone talking about everyone else's business.
I could see Brian was interested.
Let him think we are only friends. Perhaps that is true.
Well, maybe.
He is Phoebe's grandfather, isn't he?
Yes.
Does she like him?
Oh, yeah. She gets on well with all her grandparents.
And she is very fond of her father.
Still didn't come to me when she thought she might be pregnant.
She needed a woman to talk to.
Yeah. Well, glad she spoke to you.
Thank you.
She said you were a great help.
It was easy. Your daughter is very sensible. That is how she got into Oxford.
Yeah, once she decided she wanted to go, there was no stopping her.
She is very determined.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like going travelling with her mates next week. She didn't have any cash when term finished, but she's worked hard to get some.
That's what I like about her. She doesn't sit and feel sorry for herself. She does something. I hope Violet and Nivenya grow up like that.
They should do. Your girls have got a good example in their mum.
I am not special.
I wouldn't say that.
No?
No. I mean it. Takes guts to come and work in a foreign country.
Perhaps you find things you like when you get there.
And do you?
Oh, yes.
Such as?
Well, I really love Portsitzer blue cheese.
Well, that's been very useful, Will. Seeing the state of play before the season really gets going.
No problem, Brian. And tell Jennifer to let me know if she wants any rabbit as well.
Yeah, will do.
Bye now.
Bye.
Brian?
Oh, are you taking the post up to Topfield?
Yeah.
Oh, good. About time that fence was secure again.
Before you go in, we need to decide on Jeff's cover.
Yeah, I thought you were asking around.
I don't think we need to anymore. I'm going to give Johnny a try.
What?
If it doesn't work out, fair enough, but I'd like to see what he's capable of.
Now, hold on, Adam. I know you said he'd expressed an interest.
I've been weighing it up. I think he deserves a chance.
But if we do that, we'll have Pat and Tony buzzing in our ears for poaching their labour.
He says they don't have a problem with it.
Well, what about his apprenticeship?
Bridge Farm would contract it out to us while he's here. Well, why not? He's motivated, he's a quick learner.
He's very inexperienced.
He's handled a whole range of kit at college.
No, it's one thing learning in a classroom environment.
He's used everything they've got at Bridge Farm. That must be an education in itself.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry I'm going ahead with this, Brian, whether you approve or not.
I mean, if we do take him on, we'd be paying the apprentice rate.
Yes.
Oh, that's something, I suppose. I'm still not convinced, but on your own head be it.
I'll take full responsibility.
You certainly will.
Ian, hi.
Hi, just picked up your message. Why did you want me to call?
What time are you finishing work?
Do you still want to have a drink in the beer garden?
We
can go inside if you like.
Oh.
Or was it a porky pie when you said you wanted to come to the pub?
Well, it seemed a good idea when we left the woods, but now we're actually here.
I understand. 2 hours with me is enough.
No, it isn't that.
Or perhaps you can't see the point, since I'm going home in a month.
No, it's quite the opposite. I'd like to spend more time with you.
Even though I'm leaving soon.
I've enjoyed this afternoon more than... Well, more than anything I've done in a long time, actually.
Me too.
Well, we could have a drink, I suppose.
If we go in, other people will talk to us.
Well, that's what happens in pubs.
Except in the Golem's Pitchfork. And I would never go into that pub. I don't want to talk to anyone else, Roy.
No?
I don't want to keep walking either. My feet are starting to hurt.
Oh.
Is there anywhere else we can go?
Well, Kirsty's working late and... Phoebe's having supper at a mate's.
So, there is no one at your house?
No. Not for a long while.
Why don't we go there, then?
Is that okay?
Very okay. We can talk about cricket when we get there, or... perhaps find something else to do.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You honestly mean it, Adam?
Yes.
Wow.
I was going to wait till I'd driven you home. But
I have to sit
when
down.
When I saw you come out into the rose garden.
I don't know what am I doing. I can sit down. I don't know what to do.
Do you hate the idea?
I love it, Adam. And I love you.
He's dead. Look, let's keep this under our hats for a little while. Yeah? I don't really want everyone knowing when we're just...
Yeah, sure. I love you. I really do.
And me too. That's why I'm doing this.
But you never said you'd be okay with adoption.
I didn't know I was. Until I started thinking, talking, going online, making phone calls.
This meeting you're on about?
Next Tuesday. Is that too soon?
No. That's fine.
Don't you need to check?
If I have to swap shifts, I'm swapping. Nothing will stop us going. But I mean, unless it's too soon for you.
No. No, I daren't back out now. We've only got a place because another couple pulled out.
And you're okay with it?
Oh, to be honest, it wasn't the easiest decision I've ever made.
Well, I bet it wasn't.
But my starting point was simple. I want you to be happy.
What about us being happy?
I will be, if you are. And this seemed a way forward, one small step.
Oh, give yourself a break, Adam. It's more than a step. That's a heck of a journey since the last time we talked.
I understand how much this means to you.
Oh, man.
The meeting gives us a chance to walk before we try running. It's a very basic, low-key introduction to find out what's involved.
Yeah.
To hear about the pitfalls, to meet other people looking to adopt.
It's going to be so exciting.
It lets us take stock to see if we're suited to adopting or not.
I had no idea you were thinking like this.
Yeah, I know I've been pretty cut off the past few days.
I was worried that...
What?
Oh, no, never mind. I couldn't have been more wrong, could I? Now... Can we go home?
Sure.
I mean, look, I accept it's only a first step, but I, look, who knows? I mean, this could be the start of something wonderful.
At her, actually.
Yeah, Malena is a good worker, but not tidy.
Well, I thought she'd leave her caravan in much better order.
Mm. You want me to clean it, Mrs. Aldridge?
Not by yourself. I'll help with this one.
Okay.
So you can get a better idea of how I want them left in future.
Ah, I understand.
And as more and more of your friends leave, we'll gradually move you into cleaning full-time, Lexi. That is the agreement, isn't it?
Yes. There are not many strawberries left.
I'll collect the bedding and the pans, and it needs someone younger and more agile to get into the corners and to take down the posters, for one thing.
Malena is a big Metallica fan.
Yes, and wipe down the walls. Oh, do you mind?
Not at all, but I still finish at 5.
Oh, yes.
I have to go to Borchester.
Oh, well, we won't be that long. And I brought you some rubber gloves.
Thank you.
What are you going into town for?
Oh, the cinema.
That's nice. And what are you going
Shall
to
I begin with the posters?
Oh, yes, you can do. And, well, I'll start with the bed.
It feels strange. There are not many of us left.
Have you and your friends enjoyed yourselves?
Most of us, yes.
Well, we do our best to make you feel welcome.
You are all very kind.
And I know Adam's been pleased with the team he's had this year.
Good. Where shall I put these?
There are more bin bags in the bucket.
Ah, yes.
Nessie was in a very cheery mood this morning.
Perhaps it is easier for him now. We are starting to go home.
I hope we'll see most of you back next year.
Perhaps.
You've all had a good experience, haven't you?
I think so.
Despite the silly nonsense at the fete.
Well, that could happen anywhere.
Well, I suppose it's a small price to pay for staying somewhere so special.
Yes.
No, not Home Farm. I mean Ambridge.
Ambridge is very nice. I will throw these old socks away.
Oh, yes, please. Well, I know we're not perfect, but the village always seems to impress you lot.
I think most of us like it.
It's quite a contrast to what you're used to at home, I imagine.
In what way?
Well, being somewhere a little more developed, I suppose.
More developed?
Yeah, well, it's only natural when your own countries are still catching up economically, shall we say. Ambridge must seem like a dream when you first arrive.
Oh, yes. A village whose sweet smile of welcome masks a thousand darker, lust-filled dreams.
I beg your pardon?
It's something I read somewhere about a village like Ambridge.
Corinthia Hart.
That's it. I was told Mistress of the Paddocks is a Borsetshire masterpiece.
Highly overrated is the general consensus.
Oh?
And we'll never get finished if you're going to stand around chattering the whole time.
Most unlike Bert, I thought.
Glowering? I've not heard you use that before.
Well, that's what he was doing, a definite glower. You got the basket, Pat?
Yeah. At Cecil Jackson?
At Cecil's back. Did Helen say how many peppers she wants?
About a dozen.
Only as soon as Cecil turned round with his half pint, Bert smiled at him like an angel.
What was going on?
No, I didn't get a chance to find out. Barry buttonholed me to talk about the Darrington match. He says there are a lot of rude remarks about it on Facebook.
Yeah, Tom said it's all getting very heated. It's still 3 weeks away.
You finished the chilies already?
Helen only asked for a few.
She's walking much easier, Grandad.
Oh, the Angus?
I reckon she's ready to go back up.
I hope you tell him at college how good Arnica is.
I had a call from Adam while I was in the yard.
What did he want?
You know, we were talking about it were time for me to look round, maybe work somewhere else for a while.
When you finish college?
Does Adam think they'll have something for you at Home Farm?
Yeah.
Oh. That might be quite interesting for you.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to move from number one.
Oh, no, I'd go on sharing with Tom, only not starting at Christmas. Next week.
He wants you to start a job next week?
I know that's real soon, but it's only part-time.
How part-time?
3 days a week, covering for Jeff.
3 days?
Gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. That's impossible.
Dead.
doesn't look any better to me.
It does not come off with soap and water. It's in the plastic.
Oh, it can't be.
It is.
Oh, these cupboards were spotless at the start of the season.
I cannot clean it if the mark is in the plastic.
It probably just needs a good, hard scrub.
That is what I tried to do.
Well, clearly not hard enough.
I cannot do it any harder.
Oh.
It is impossible to work with you watching all the time.
Oh, I am not watching. I am merely showing you how I expect the caravans to be cleaned.
I know how to make a caravan clean.
Apparently not.
Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Oh, good afternoon, Roy.
It's a stroke of luck. Saves you going all the way down to the poly tunnels. Oh, hello, Lexi.
Hello.
Ooh, do you two know each other?
Oh, a bit. Through feeds.
Yes.
That's why I'm here, really. To return Phoebe's tabard and gloves. She forgot to hand them in on Monday.
Oh, there was no need to come over specially.
Oh, well, she felt bad about it, and I was going out anyway, so why not?
Well, thank you, Roy.
Well, saves her a job. She's so busy with her last-minute preparations for going away.
Oh, is she?
Yes, and I blame you for that.
For Phoebe having a holiday?
For being so keen to go to Budapest. She's heard about your trips there with Brian so many times, she wants to go and see for herself.
Oh, is that what she said?
Oh, she doesn't have to. It's obvious. I mean, she takes a lot of notice of what you do and say.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
Has she told you the rest of her itinerary yet?
No, not in any detail.
Oh, it's quite interesting, if you've got a minute.
Oh, yes, yes, all right.
Have you ever been to Hungary, Lexi?
Yes, a few times.
It'll be useful to have your ideas as well, then.
With the best will in the world, you'd be too shattered, Johnny.
I won't be, I promise.
You'll be on your knees after the first week.
I'll do it somehow. Get up extra early the days I'm at home farm. Come back over when I'm finished.
Well, that's not realistic. You can't go through the Angus's in the dark, can you?
I'll manage somehow. I won't let you down. I'll never do that.
Oh, we know that.
That's why I didn't say up before. I weren't expecting him to offer me the job. And I didn't want you thinking I'm ungrateful, because I'm not.
Oh, no one's saying that.
I can never thank you enough for all you've done.
Perhaps we can compromise.
How?
Well, maybe Adam will let you cover for Jeff one day a week.
Ah.
Hire someone else for the other two.
That'll be a lot more manageable.
I can't ask him to do that.
Why not?
If he gets someone to do it other days, he's best getting them to do the whole job. It's too complicated otherwise.
Yes, I suppose.
It has to be all or nothing.
Trouble is, you've made yourself so invaluable here.
It's hard to see how we'd do without you.
I know it seems a marvellous opportunity.
It's okay, I can see it worked very smart of me to go chasing after it in the first place.
No. You're quite right to want new challenges, Johnny.
It's simply a question of practicalities, particularly with your apprenticeship.
Oh, that's no problem.
It must have some effect.
I rang my tutor to check. He says it's all right as long as you agree to subcontract me out.
Oh, so we do have a say then.
Apart from the Parliament building, she must go to the castle, of course. And it would be wonderful if Debbie could meet up with her.
Oh, yeah, well, Phoebe says they're going to try.
And I would certainly recommend a boat trip at night, going through the city on the Danube, or Duna.
Right.
And you dress up smartly and have a meal as you pass under the bridges, and they're all lit up.
That's nice.
And there's usually an authentic Hungarian group playing music on board.
Great.
Oh, Brian and I thoroughly enjoyed the experience.
Those boats are not cheap.
It's worth it to get a real sense of the two separate cities, Buda and Pest. And if Phoebe and her friends do it as a treat one night, they can always scrimp and save another day.
Perhaps you can suggest some cheaper things they can do as well, Lexi.
When I took my girls, we spent a lot of time in the city park. It's beautiful. And most of the museums are very cheap or free.
Oh, well, perhaps you can recommend some to Phoebe.
Yes, I will.
Oh, that would be a big help. She's going to have to hang on to some cash if she's got Prague and Berlin afterwards.
I'm sure she's going to have a wonderful time.
Well, I finally got her to accept a top-up from me yesterday, but she won't take much.
It won't go very far if she pays for boat trips on the Duna.
I wonder if she'll let me and Brian help a little. If you don't think that that's spoiling her, Roy.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't want to cause any upset. Not after we worked so hard to make her see the value of hard work this summer.
Yeah, well, she certainly learnt that lesson. Thank you, Jennifer. Oh. No, as far as I'm concerned, It'd be a very kind gesture from a grandmother Phoebe's extremely lucky to have.
Oh, well, I'll pop round in the morning. I suppose you might as well go then, Lexi. The cinema, whatever it was.
What about the cupboard?
Oh, I'll see to that.
Thank you.
I don't suppose you're going anywhere near Borchester, are you, Roy?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you are. I'm sure Roy will give you a lift.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Oh, splendid.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Aldridge.
Yes, bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, my car's just up here. And we better stay this far apart till we're out of sight.
I nearly fell over when you came in.
Well, I was waiting to pick you up when you finished, like we agreed. Heard you arguing. Thought I'd better go in before you started thumping each other.
You are a quick thinker and a good diplomat, Roy. You should be in charge of the Brexit talks.
Take no notice of Jennifer. Her bark is worse than her bite.
You're calling her a dog.
Oh, no, it's just...
I think we are far enough away.
Sorry.
Good evening, Roy. It's nice to see you.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Grandad.
Oh.
And Gran.
You might not be quite so grateful once they start working you into the ground.
Oh, I'm sure I can handle it. Is it all right if I go and tell Adam I'm on for next week?
Of course it is.
Cheers.
You two are awesome.
I don't feel very awesome.
We're doing the right thing, though.
I'm not sure we had any choice.
For a moment, I thought you were going to put your foot down when Johnny talked about us subcontracting him to Home Farm.
That's how I was with his father, wasn't I? Always trying to put him straight.
Oh, well, John could be difficult with both of us.
I may not have learnt much since then, but I won't stand in front of a young man's dreams anymore.
Johnny's obviously got his heart set on it.
Yes. First he moved out to live with Tom, and now we'll hardly see him on the farm.
That's simply the way things are when you're young.
Once he's tried another type of farming, a more exciting one in his eyes, do you think he'll ever want to come back to us, Pat?
Well, let's do. It's nothing fancy.
Oh, it's perfect, Ian.
That's from home, not work. That's your on-off and your speed settings.
Oh.
But what, you said it's for Mariah.
Oh, yes, yes. I left them to last because they're so simple. But when I went to switch on...
Your whisk died on you.
Yes. Oh, I've got something for you in return.
No, there's no need.
Oh, it's only small.
It's not jam, is it?
Jam?
Only we're all right for that at the minute. We've just been given some.
Oh, no. It's the biscotti that you like.
Oh.
They were doing 2-for-1.
Great.
Did you mean Pat's gooseberry jam?
Yeah. She's been kind enough to let us have a jar.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't let you have ours as well.
Oh, no, it's all right. I don't want it.
Brian would never forgive me.
Brian likes it?
Oh, yes, he says it's delicious.
Okay.
He did go to boarding school, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Consider this a very small thank you for coming straight over.
It was pure self-interest, Jennifer. I'm really looking forward to this evening.
Well, don't expect anything too special.
Oh, come on. I know what a good cook you are. I'm intrigued to see what this harvest platter involves.
Oh, it's only an excuse to put a few old favourites together.
Well, I can't wait. Though, you know, strictly speaking, I should rule myself out, shouldn't I?
I'm sorry?
Well, if I'm judging home cookery Sunday week, this is like a sneak preview.
Oh, I've decided not to enter any savouries at the flour and produce or my guava and mango meringue.
Okay, so I'll be able to tuck in with a clear conscience.
Yeah, I want you and Adam to come over tonight and switch off properly for once. Really let go.
Oh, don't worry, Jennifer, that's exactly what we intend doing.
It's only a root, Azzy, nothing to worry about.
It's odd, isn't it, Justin? He's still spooked by them.
Oh, we all have our quirks, Lillian. Oh, especially Anthea.
Do you know, sometimes I think she's getting worse.
The pen holder has to be right of the desk tidy, but left of the pencils. They must be returned to their pot straight after you.
And no more than 4, all neatly sharpened.
Notepad at right angles to the lamp.
She likes everything in its place, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. It will take a very brave paperclip to step out of line.
She does keep Damara buzzing, though.
Oh, no, she's very good.
Well, weren't you meant to be having a meeting with her this afternoon?
I'm afraid I weakened and cried off.
Well, it wouldn't have put you in the best mood for Jenny's meal, would it?
The thought of coming out riding instead proved irresistible.
Well, I'm glad you have. I need your informed opinion.
On what?
Now, be honest with me, Justin. Do you like our save-the-date cards?
Well, they seem to be doing the job.
Well, they're not very inspired, though. I was wondering about using someone else for the actual invitations.
Oh, well, if you like.
I'll show you some of the options at home. And I want your thoughts on best man and usher gifts.
We haven't decided who we're asking yet.
Well, we're going to need keepsakes, whoever it is. At least it will be one job off an ever-growing list.
Well, I'm honoured to be worthy of all this effort.
We'll be losing the light soon, Robert.
It was this sort of time they came in yesterday.
Was that the first time you'd seen them?
First time at Arkwright.
Don't think I've ever seen a whole finch.
What's this?
Where?
The birch.
Which one?
At 3 o'clock.
Chaffinch.
Yesterday may have been a one-off, Kirsty.
I hope not. I'm just getting over a real birding disappointment.
What's that?
I've been watching a pair of blackbirds on my way into Grey Gables, in the hedge near the lodge.
That beech hedge?
Just past it, the hawthorn.
Yeah.
I've been keeping an eye on them since spring. They've done well. They're on to the third brood, but now they've abandoned the latest nest. Oh, hold on.
Sparrows.
Last time I checked, there were 3 beautifully speckled blue eggs. Gone cold.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Maybe they deserted when part of the car park's being relayed. The machines rattle right past.
Possibly.
Oh, there's a green finch somewhere. Yeah. Every kind of finch, except the one we want.
I saw Joe on my way back last night. He asked me to conduct a deep background search into Cecil Jackson's history.
What?
Paying particular attention to the Hollerton years.
Why is he so interested in poor old Cecil?
I have no idea. I made my excuses and hurried off.
Robert, over the conifers. 10 o'clock.
Adam, hold on a moment.
I can't. I've got to have a shower and get changed before I come back.
Literally, just one.
If you want to have another go at me because of Johnny...
No. I've said my piece on that.
Good.
Whether he makes a success or hash of it's nothing to do with me.
No.
It's the bought-in land.
What about it?
I've just caught up with the yield figures. Not very exciting, are they?
Can't this wait till later, Brian?
Ooh, it's a 3-line whip from your mother. We're not to discuss work this evening.
Well, I know they're not great.
Well down on last year's.
Yes, all right. It was a bit less than I was expecting.
Great. More land that's more trouble than it's worth.
What's the matter with you?
This green Brexit.
We can't do anything about that.
It would be nice, though, wouldn't it? Thinking instead of putting more conditions on our subsidies, the powers that be might show a bit more support for the job we're doing.
If we want to go on getting public money, we're going to have to deliver public benefits. Like healthier soils. And we're ahead of the game anyway. With the herbal lays, I think it's a good initiative, personally.
You would.
Well, you're going to have to get over it, Brian. I suspect Brexit is also on the list of verboten topics for Mum's dinner this evening. Along with caravan cleaning, anything to do with Price Bowman.
I'm glad you remembered a torch, Robert.
I only picked it up at the last minute. Didn't think we'd need one.
They were late roosting.
Worth waiting for?
You bet. My first ever hawfinches.
It's encouraging they've been here 2 nights in a row.
I'll have to tell Patrick. Log it on the BWT website.
This could do with some new batteries. Can you see all right?
Fine. Especially with the moon kicking in.
We'll have the benefit of the hotel lights soon.
It's not just blackbirds. The gardens at Grey Gables have been a bit quieter than usual this year.
That can be a good sign.
Gardens are always quiet if there's plenty of food in the woods.
True.
I bet we'll see more of them back in a week or two.
I've put a couple of extra feeders up at the hotel to tempt them in.
I must look our feeders out.
I asked Peggy if she'd like one for a back garden as well. She's not very keen.
No?
Said she's had too much trouble with squirrels in the past. So no, thank you.
I may have just a thing to deal with squirrels.
A water pistol?
A squirrel-proof feeder. We've got a spare one.
That's a good idea.
Oh.
take it round in the next few days.
I'm sure she'd be delighted. Though a water pistol would be more fun.
I can't give Peggy one of those. Christine would never get a minute's peace.
You'd think we weren't playing anyone else before the Darrington match.
Well, you've had such a rotten season. At least beating them would be something.
Lillian.
Yeah, reading between the lines, Harrison feels the same.
Would you like more guava and mango? Oh, no. No, thanks, Jen. It was absolutely delicious. Oh,
yes, it is.
Superb.
But I don't want to balloon up before December the 22nd.
That's months away. So I keep telling her, Brown, that your sister-in-law is becoming very single-minded.
Well, I don't want any rude whispers while I'm taking my vows. Thank you very much.
You won't. Lillian.
Well, I'm not taking any chances.
Well, I'm certainly in the market if there's any left.
Oh, good. Can you give me your plate?
Excellent, Mum.
Only because Ian saved the day.
Oh, it's nothing to do with me.
Yeah, he's receiving compliments everywhere today.
Oh, is he?
Adam.
Why not? He's had three more absolute raves for his cooking online.
Oh, well done.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Justin.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Well, that's not the only positive thing that's happened.
Yeah, aren't you going to tell them about your reviewers?
Were they, darling? Brian?
No more for me, darling.
There are three steam enthusiasts from Bolton researching the Blackberry line.
How marvellous!
Obviously proper foodies. They were well-informed comments.
Anyone else?
Oh, well, I'm all right, thanks, Mum.
Jenny, finish your own.
Your sister's right. You've been running around all evening.
Oh, no, I haven't.
And made a splendid job of it. I imagine it's a lot easier to focus on your cooking now the hotel's future is decided.
Oh, it's a great weight off everybody's mind.
Yeah, I thought you seemed more relaxed this afternoon.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's not just Oliver.
Yeah, it's been a good week all round. That was fabulous, Mum, the whole meal.
Yeah,
first class. Oh, nothing out of the ordinary.
The baked rosemary fries were out of this world.
Yes, they were. Mm.
Phoebe found me the recipe.
Oh, did you manage to persuade her?
Yes, eventually. Though she's only accepting a very small donation from us towards her travels.
Ah.
Working this summer really has done her the world of good. She's so independent.
Oh, good for her.
You know, that's my only reservation about Lo Loxley. The photographer. Oh, I mean, if we could have it there, but with someone I know, you know, like Sherelle.
Well, why didn't you ask?
Well, Elizabeth's team will be great, Lillian. You've no need to worry.
Oh, you have to forgive Lillian. They don't want to hear about our wedding all the time, darling.
I'm not talking about it all the time. It's only natural to discuss it. It's the most exciting thing that's happening to the family at the moment, and I want you all to share in it.
Well, as it happens, we've got some pretty good news as well.
Oh, what's that, Ian?
Well, okay, we're going to the Riverside Hotel in Felpersham next Tuesday to an adoption meeting. We want to have a child.
Oh, how wonderful! Congratulations!
Yeah, well done.
You too,
yes.
What, will they let you?
Oh, Brian.
I mean, you're not too old, I mean.
No, there's no upper age limit. We're hardly decrepit.
Oh, you're both in the prime of life. Yes, of course you are.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased for both of you.
Yes, thank you. Adam, sorry you don't mind me saying...
No, not at all.
I couldn't keep quiet any longer.
Oh, no, this needs celebrating.
Oh, it most certainly does.
Yeah, but with what? Because my glass is empty.
Right, well, I was going to suggest moving into the drawing room anyway.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Because we're having coffee in there, and there's a rather fine Armagnac waiting as well.
Oh, well, that's all we need to know.
Lead on, Brian.
You are not getting away without a hug, Ian.
I don't want to get away,
Adam,
come on.
Adam, darling, wait a moment.
I think I will.
Wonderful news, darling.
Mum?
Oh, I'm so happy for you, darling.
Oh, thanks.
I know you and Ian have had your good times and the bad, but this could be the making of your relationship.
There's a long way to go, yes.
Well, of course.
The meeting's only to find out if adoption's right for us or not.
You're not embarrassed by Ian telling us?
No.
We couldn't be happier for you, darling. You do realise that?
Oh, yes.
I mean, even Brian in his way.
I just wasn't expecting to go public yet. We weren't going to say anything till... It'll be all right, won't it, Mum?
It's going to be wonderful. Oh, I couldn't be more excited.
Good. Me too.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.